One of the ways you know you've been touched by the gift of resurrection is that you can't keep the gift to yourself. You're compelled to share something of the love and something of the hope, something of the joy that you've received with others, right? That, of course, is the story of the apostles, huh? In the Acts of the Apostles, which we hear from today, they can't help but share this gift with those around them, even though that means, you know, that they'd be, it's quite a dangerous thing for them to do. And of course, we heard today that the religious leaders, prompted by jealousy, arrested the apostles and put them into prison. Now, why were they jealous? Well, possibly because they were attracting lots of people around who were interested in this great gift that the apostles were sharing about. But I suspect what they were really jealous about, the religious leaders, was that here were these uneducated men who probably didn't know a whole lot about religion, but they were quite clearly alive in God, right? And I'm sure these religious leaders who were all good about doing all the laws and ticking the religious boxes and saying the prayers in the right way and doing the sign of the cross in the right way, and but they had no life in them, right? And so they saw these apostles and like, what is it? We know it all, but we don't have that. So anyway, they put them into prison. And then, as we heard, the angel of the Lord opened the prison gates and led them out. Broke them out of the prison. I want to suggest that's a really nice little kind of allegory for what this gift of resurrection does in our life. It breaks us out of our prisons, huh? The prison of our unhelpful thoughts and beliefs, the prisons of our fears and our anxieties that kind of hold us back from really expressing ourselves, really living our best lives. The grace of the resurrection breaks us out of the prison of our insecurity, breaks us free, breaks us out. But what I want you to notice here, once the angel of the Lord opened the gates for the apostles, released them from prison, he gave them a very clear instruction. He says, go and stand in the temple and tell the people all about this new life. So he didn't, see, the Lord didn't sort of break them free in order just to go back to their comfortable way of life, but he sent them out. He liberated them for a mission, yeah, for a purpose beyond themselves. Yes, the gift of resurrection, this great gift of love, this healing that they received was for them, but it's not just for them. And the same, of course, is true for us. God heals us, he liberates us, he breaks us out of our prisons in all kinds of different ways, over time, of course. But it's never just for us. It is for us, but it's never just for us. And if we've really received that gift, we know it's not just for us. We can't help but want to share it. It doesn't mean we stand in the marketplace and, you know, scream at people. But it will mean that we want to share something of this beautiful gift that we receive with others. And if we're not noticing a desire to do that, then maybe we need to deepen in the gift. Maybe we need to open our heart a little more fully to God. So, firstly, good to acknowledge the way that this grace of resurrection, this gift, is breaking us free, and to thank God for that. Even little ways that we notice, oh, geez, I'm noticing I'm thinking a little bit differently. I'm a little less harsh on myself. I'm a little more generous towards others. That's all little evidence of the resurrection at work in our life, huh? But secondly, to keep asking the Lord, especially in these days, how do you want me to use this gift, this liberation that you're doing in me? Where is that leading me? What's the gift that you want me to bring to others? How can I share this great news with those in my life?